For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Century of Lies program, I got a chance to talk with the Reverend Roger Christie in Hilo, Hawaii, who heads up the THC Ministries.
I had a very natural evolution in my education as an activist to gravitate towards the spiritual, religious, constitutional use of cannabis. And soon after I was ordained as a minister, in what is called the Religion of Jesus Church here in the year 2000, I applied to the state of Hawaii for a license to marry people. And on my application, I put under my denomination or sect, very specifically, cannabis sacrament. And the state of Hawaii questioned me on that, and they approved me on that. So they have, in effect, licensed me specifically to marry people as a cannabis sacrament minister. They have recognized my particular denomination. So that's a beautiful thing. I feel like I can put an unlimited amount of people under the protection and auspices of my ministry and my ministry license, because state licenses are respected through a process that's called reciprocity all over the USA. So we've had quite a bit of success with the with defending ourselves as the cannabis culture using the Constitution.
You have, in essence, gone through legitimate channels. You are, as you say, a legitimate minister,
right?
For the cannabis plant in particular. And let's talk about that, the authority to speak of the nurturing, healing plant, cannabis. Dates back thousands of years, does it not, to the Old Testament?
Certainly, and way beyond that. And it's easy now with computers to Google search or go to Arrowhead websites and others that'll show that the history of cannabis use predates the Bible by thousands of years. The Hindus certainly have a great and long history, probably 3,500 years of continuous written history about cannabis use as a sacrament. Moses came along about 3,300 years ago, and he made holy anointing oil with cannabis, or cannabis, as they called it.
Roger, if folks want to learn more about your ministry and perhaps how they might become members of your church, please tell them what they can do on the web.
Great. Well, it's easy to go online and to go to thc-ministry.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.